Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky place.
Today.
Fastest time yet, Jax. 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
The question is, can I get down to 3 minutes flat before the race?
Time out, Cybermates. Return to Sensible Flats as soon as possible.
Sensible Flats again?
Sensible Flats is running dry. The picture's changing fast. Find the story before it's...
What story, Mother B?
Time's a-wastin', cowpokes. Saddle up.
Gotcha, partner.
Howdy, Earthlings.
Welcome back to Sensible Flats, Didge.
Looks different, doesn't it?
Looks like it hasn't rained for weeks.
Last time we were here, it was green and pretty, remember?
Wow, it's a different story now.
I wonder if Hacker's still got that piece of land here.
My whole 50 landies in my hand. Make that 51 landies in my hand. When all is said and done, I'll be the only one. Yahoo! That's right. The Hacker will own everyone's land.
The Hacker's plan must be working. It's been a long time since we sold a lemonade. Maybe everyone's left town already.
Not yet. Here comes another one.
Get your lemonade!
Ice cold lemonade!
Wet your whistle! That wasn't very nice.
Tasty, though.
So what's the story, Sheriff?
You can see for yourself, kids. Reservoir's plumb out of water. Nothing to send down to the town. Right, Trudy?
Right, Judy. No water in the reservoir, no water in Sensible Flats. Folks are leaving in droves. And Hacker's buying up all the land cheap. If we don't find out what happened to the water soon, we'll be a ghost town. Right, Rudy?
Right you are, cuz. We're as dry as a bone. Most often, the water level's off right about here, at the 18-meter mark.
Maybe there's a leak.
Nope, no leak. That's the first thing I checked when I saw the water level starting to drop.
When did the water start dropping?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. One day, I realized it was lower than ever before, and it just kept dropping until it got to where you see it today.
Do you have any records, Rudy? If you kept track of the water level, it might tell us a story about what happened.
You want records? I'll show you records. Last 25 days worth. See here, all specified and ratified. The day of Betty Lou's wedding, the water level was 17 meters.
And on Milk a Cow, Win a Chicken Day, the level was 16. It was 13 the day Bubba came down with shin splints.
But these measurements don't help unless we know the date each measurement was taken.
Dates? Why didn't you say so? Got them all right here, day 1 through 25.
There's got to be a way to organize this stuff.
How can we use the dates to tell us the story?
Well, we could make a graph to show how the water level changes day by day.
And we can use the side of the tank to mark it. Okay, Rudy, let's see what the story is. What was the water level on the first day of the month?
Let's see. Day 1, 18 meters.
Same day the chicken house caught fire.
Never forget that day.
Day 1, 18 meters.
18 meters marked.
Day 2, 17 meters.
17 meters, Didge.
17 meters marked.
Hate to interrupt a good story, but what do all those crisscrossy lines mean?
These numbers we wrote down here are the days of the month, and those numbers tell us the water levels in meters.
I know that. I painted those numbers myself.
And the lines that crisscross each other make a grid. They show information in a way that you can understand it.
What was the water level on day 3, Rudy?
Lost my harmonica that day. Never did find it.
18 meters, Didge.
18 meters marked.
So, what's the story? All I see is a bunch of dots.
Rudy's right, buckos. That there graph of yours doesn't tell us a thing.
That's because we're not finished.
To see the big picture, we need to connect the dots. Go for it, Didge.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
There you are, folks. Our graph.
But not just any old graph. You're looking at a line graph. It gives a picture of how the water level changes over time.
Well, I'll be. There's a story there after all.
Sure enough, first 6 days of the month, everything was hunky-dory. Water level stayed pretty much the same. But looky what happened sometime around the seventh day. The line starts dropping. Water took a nosedive.
So there's the story. Something majorly changed around the seventh. But what?
Maybe somebody started using a lot more water than usual.
Can't be. Everyone in Sensible Flats gets the same amount of water as everyone else.
Which is a big, fat zero right now.
Anything else happen around the seventh?
Come to think of it, something did happen. That land-napping scoundrel Hacker showed his pointy chin around here again.
Uh-oh. Trouble. Hey, boss! An angry mob is coming this way fast!
Relax, you neurotic numbskull. It would take a herd of wild buffalo to knock down that gate.
Did you say buffalo, boss?
Zip it!
You're under arrest for stealing water from the reservoir, you no-good water snatcher.
You must be mistaken, Sheriff. The reservoir distributes an even amount of water to everyone in Sensible Flats, including yours truly. Check my water tank, if you like.
Empty. Just like the rest of the tanks.
Good one, boss. You got him there.
Then how do you explain all this?
A pool filled with water.
A lush green garden.
A really gross fountain.
Ever heard of recycling?
Recycling?
Water in, water out. Same water back in. Can I help it if I'm a genius?
Hey, you're the man, boss.
Now get off my land and take Mother Lord's little helpers with you before I have you arrest yourself for trespassing.
Come on, guys, let's go. Maybe he's telling the truth.
Soon, Sensible Flats will be waterless,
all those cyber bumpkins will be gone. All their land will be mine. Yahoo!
You don't really think Hacker's recycling water, do you, Inez?
No, but we can't prove he isn't. We're just missing something.
Shh. I'm thinking.
Shh. She's thinking!
Day after day, the water level dropped. So if no one was taking out more than their share, then less had to be coming in.
Wait, Jackie's on to something. Reservoirs store water.
So the big question is, how does water get in here in the first place?
Seems to me, when Trudy and me was youngins, the town did build a pipeline from Lost Lake down to this here reservoir. But nobody's been up there in years. Never been a need.
Did you say pipeline?
The boss was right. Those nosy kids are headed to the lake. We gotta stop them.
No problem, Buzz. I got it covered.
Have a nice trip, kiddies.
Sheesh, I gotta do everything.
You sure we're going the right way?
Stop worrying, Inez. Rudy said the lake was a long way up.
No wonder nobody ever comes up here.
Why me? Why do things always happen to me? Why not Buzz? I need a new agent.
Almost got it. There!
Hear something?
Probably a member of the Excipitor family.
Who is the Excipitor family?
Hawks.
How does she know stuff like that?
Am I having a moment, or is that a banjo I hear?
It's a banjo, all right.
Well, don't just stand there. You got something to say, say it.
We're here because there's no water in Sensible Flats.
Check the reservoir.
There's no water there either.
Can't be. If there's water here, no matter how little, it flows down into the reservoir. That's how it works.
Well, for some reason, the water's not making it down there.
What are those fish doing? A rain dance. What's it look like they're doing?
Will it work?
It worked way back in 74. Or was that 64? Of course, I used snakes then, but they all hightailed it a week ago. It's just me and the fish now.
Any idea about when the water in the lake started dropping?
I know exactly. Got it all plotted out on a graph.
You use a graph?
Of course I use a line graph. Best way I know to keep track of how things change over time. You can use a line graph to predict the future, too, you know. Want to see it? If it doesn't rain soon, the lake will dry up in about 4 more days. Even the fish will be gone.
How can you tell?
Simple. Just take a gander at the pattern. If no water is added to the lake, it'll keep dropping at the same rate it's been dropping. See? No water. Zip, zero, zilch.
No rain, no water in the lake.
No water in the lake, no water in the reservoir.
No water in the reservoir. No water in Sensible Flats.
Looks to me like those fish better keep dancing.
But there's still one question, Deke. Where'd the water from the lake go if it didn't go into the reservoir?
We are creatures who look before and after. William Shakespeare.
Oh, great. Another quoter.
What the quote means is sometimes we don't see what's right in front of our eyes. Right, Deke?
Right on, Missy. What I see is a great big pipe staring me right in the beakster. That there pipe leads all the way down to the reservoir.
Well, maybe it's broken somewhere along the line. Maybe that's why the water didn't get through.
Only one way to know for sure. Let's check it out.
Right behind you, Matt.
Oh, too bad. There's no room for all of us.
I'll wait here with Didge. Give us a quack on the squack if you need us.
Give us a shove.
Bon voyage!
Whoa! Yes, the old pipe's been closed off.
And this pipe looks brand new.
What should we do?
Go with the flow.
Yeah! All right, we should be at the reservoir.
Wait a minute. This isn't the reservoir.
It's Hacker's swimming pool. So that's the end of the story. Hacker isn't recycling the town's water. He's stealing it.
Give me the squat pad. I've got an idea. Inez, it's Jax. Let me talk to Deke.
It's a sad, sad day for Sensible Flats, Judy.
A sad day indeed, Trudy. Everyone's leaving, and Hacker owns all the land in town.
Boss! Boss! Boss!
It's about time you got back, you ridiculous retreads.
Can I assume those kids never reach the lake?
Well, actually, boss, they are... Ow!
Oh, we stopped them all right, boss. Just like you wanted. Right, Delete? Huh? Right?
Oh, yeah. Right, right. We stopped them, boss. Cole, you'll never see them again?
Excellent. I've got a little business to take care of, and then we celebrate.
I'm holding 94 landings in my hand. Make that 95 landings in my hand.
Now, when I say turn, give it all you got to the right. That'll shut her down. I'll turn mine to the left. Make her wide open.
You sure this is going to work, Deke?
If your friends are right about where these pipes go, it'll work like a charm. That's what these shutoff valves are for. Ready? Turn! It's coming up! I can feel it! Oh, the sweet, sweet music of water gurgling down the line to the reservoir.
Way to go, Didge! We did it!
Well, not exactly. We still need rain to fill the lake. Wait here.
This is the Hacker, motherboard. Sensible Flats is about to become mine. As you know, no. Cut. Much too nice. Take two.
Hear me well, motherboard. The king of chaos has struck again. Sensible Flats is now Hackerville. Yeah!
You feel something?
Huh? Where'd our water go, Buzzy?
The boss is not gonna be happy about this.
Yee-haw! We got us some water!
Good job, Inez. The flow is a go.
Better make that a no-go.
The lake didn't even have enough water to save the town.
Never seen it this dry before. It's just you and me, fish. Dance your heart out and bring us some rain. It's working! It's gonna rain! Don't quit now, fish. Don't quit on me now!
Gonna get wet.
It's raining up here, and soon the pipe will bring water down to you.
It's a gusher!
I think the water's rising too fast.
What should we do?
Let's graph it.
Ah, yes. It's good to be awful.
What happened here, you two dunce buckets? Who stole my water?
According to our graph, the water level has risen 10 meters in 5 minutes.
And look at this. If the water level keeps rising at the same rate and we extend the line on the graph, we can predict the water level will rise past 20 meters in another 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Above 20 meters? Well, that's over the top of the tank.
Sorry, Rudy, but that's the story.
If that picture's right and the reservoir does overflow, the whole town will be flooded.
Hold on. If Inez and Digit can turn the water on, they can turn the water off.
You want us to do what?
Close the pipe to the reservoir and open the pipe to hackers.
If we do that, the hacker gets all the water again.
If you don't, Sensible Flats will be a giant mud puddle.
Okay, Jax, we're on it. Ditch, close the reservoir. I'll open the pipe to hackers. Turn!
Because of you two dunce buckets, my paradise is parched! My home away from home is dehydrated! My perfect plan is in peril!
Easy, boss. You're beeping.
Oh, my plan was flawless. My goal achieved. And now all is lost. I want my water back!
The irony of all this is not lost. I will not be denied.
Boss? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, there's no one here. It's just us.
The will of the hacker shall prevail.
Come on, boss. Give it up.
Yeah. There's lots of other cyber sites out there. We'll get one of those.
Make no mistake. The hacker shall return.
Never thought water would look so good.
Now that we got it coming through the right pipe, Sensible Flats is back in business. Right, Trudy?
Right, Judy. And since Hacker lied and cheated to buy everyone's land, I hereby decree those transactions null and void. Everyone gets their land back.
And guess what? I found my harmonica. It was in my pocket all the time.
We owe it all to Motherboard and you kids.
Actually, you owe it all to Deke.
It was his rain dance that brought the rain.
Who's Deke? Don't know any Deke.
Me neither.
Time to go, Cybermates. End of story here. Job well done.